This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese authorities have announced a large jump in the death toll from recent floods. The Henan provincial government says 302 people died and 50 remain missing. The vast majority of the victims were in Zhengzhou, the provincial capital. Record rainfall inundated Zhengzhou July 20th, turning streets into rushing rivers and flooding the subway system. 14 people died in the subway flooding. Myanmar's military ruler Min Aung Hlaing has taken on a new title as prime minister of a newly formed caretaker government, state media reported Sunday, 6 months after the army seized power from a civilian government. Min Aung Hlaing has chaired the military-backed State Administration Council that has run Myanmar since it was formed just after the February 1st coup, and the caretaker government will replace it. Earlier Sunday, he gave a televised address and pledged elections without giving a time frame and cooperation with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Iran vowed Monday to respond to any adventurism, its foreign ministry said, after the United States and United Kingdom joined Israel in blaming Tehran for a deadly attack on an oil tanker, claims Iran denies. The fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea happened Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was, quote, no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior, end quote. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike, calling it an, quote, unlawful and callous attack, end quote. For more on this story, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Millions of people were confined to their homes in China Monday as the country tried to contain its largest coronavirus outbreak in months, including 7 positive tests found in Wuhan, where the virus first emerged in late 2019. Major cities, including Beijing, have now tested millions of residents while cordoning off residential compounds and placing close contacts under quarantine. And Beijing has blocked tourists from entering the capital during the peak summer holiday travel season. Iran's daily COVID caseload crossed the 37,000 mark for the first time Monday, the health ministry said, as the Islamic Republic also recorded its highest daily fatalities in 3 months. The record caseload is Iran's fourth in 2 weeks as positive cases surge in what the authorities say is the country's fifth wave of the virus. They have blamed the recent spike in deaths and infections on lax observance of health protocols and the spread of the aggressive Delta variant. The United States and Britain said Monday the Taliban may have committed war crimes, accusing the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town on the border with Pakistan. Those murders could constitute war crimes. They must be investigated and those Taliban fighters or commanders responsible held accountable, the embassies of Washington and London said in separate tweets. The United States said Monday it will take in thousands more Afghan refugees, fearing for the safety of people with U.S. associations as America ends its longest war. The State Department said it will expand the eligibility of refugee admissions beyond the roughly 20,000 Afghans who have already applied under a program for interpreters who assisted U.S. forces. Some of them have already been evacuated out. Israel's Supreme Court was holding a hearing Monday on the case of Palestinian families facing expulsion by Israeli settlers in annexed East Jerusalem, an issue that sparked conflict in May. Dozens of people protested outside the court in Jerusalem in support of the Palestinians from the city's Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood and against Israeli settlement, an AFP reporter said. Violent clashes in May over the possible Sheikh Jarrah evictions spread to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, sparking a crackdown by Israeli security forces. 33 people died in a horrific accident in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the remains of some of them were buried Monday. Police said Monday the collision between a fuel truck and a crowded bus happened overnight Saturday. The victims were engulfed by huge fire sparked by the collision. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.